Well, the month of September is National Food Safety Education Month. As we get toward the end of the grilling season, we're going to talk a little bit about how to keep the food preparation areas around you clean with Barb Fuller, who is the Human Sciences Specialist for Nutrition and Health with Iowa State University Extension and Outreach. Barb, thanks for being with us this morning.
You are very welcome.
Appreciate that. Boy, that title gets longer every time we talk.
Yeah, it does, but it helps better define
very good
what I'm going to talk about.
Yeah, it really does here this time. You know, I guess when you think about it, Barb, when you think about cleaning up after yourself, your work areas and stuff, and you talk about all the bacterias and all the different things that are around, it's just kind of like, imagine not brushing your teeth for a month.
That's probably a good analogy. 48 million people a year still get sick from a foodborne illness or food poisoning in the United States, and 3,000 people a year die. We don't really hear of people dying, but it happens one or two at a time. Where does it happen? Where do we get it from? Well, hopefully I can answer some of those questions today, but about 50% of the time is what people are doing at home, and a lot of times we like to blame where we ate out last, the restaurant or the cafeteria or somewhere else. So we can talk about how to keep you safe at home.
Boy, isn't that the truth? You know, we think about that. How many times have you heard someone say, you know, they're homesick from work today because they got food poisoning or something? And we throw that out there and we think, oh, well, we ate someplace and got a little sick. But, you know, those folks are living under strict guidelines. And, you know, let's face it, their livelihoods are on the line there. Sometimes it's at home where we're a little lax.
That is true. I teach lots of the Serve Safe, which is the manager's certification class, and lots of people take that, and those restaurants and places that serve food to others are generally doing a pretty good job. So hopefully we can help people be a little safer at home too.
Well, I suppose we'd probably be all a little bit shocked if we really took a close look at our kitchen, our food preparation areas, at what we think is clean and what really maybe isn't quite so clean. But it really kind of starts with the person in the kitchen, right?
It does. Everyone in the family should wash their hands often and wash with soap and water, front and back, between your fingers, warm soapy water, sing happy birthday through twice. It's not just once, but twice to get enough scrubbing in, and after every step in preparing food and eating food. So once you touch something, wash your hands. Once you get clean plates, wash your hands, wash your hands, wash your hands.
And that's really a key, too, is after each and every step, let's say you're grilling out, and maybe you just used your hands to toss the meat on the grill, and then you walk in and you start taking care of, like, the salad or vegetables or whatever else. Wrong way to do it.
That's right. Wash your hands with, again, warm soapy water for at least 20 seconds before you go on to touching anything else. And think about the door handles or the kitchen handles when you touch something.
Mm-hmm. And even if you're using, like, say, for example, a set of tongs to toss some meat on the grill, should they be cleaned off before you start using them again for something else?
Yes, definitely. So if it's touched the raw meat, if it's a plate or a tongs or a fork or your hands, it needs to be washed and rinsed to get that soap off of it before it's used again. So get a new fork and a new plate to take that cooked meat off.
Are meats usually some of the main culprits?
Well, almost anything can cause a foodborne illness. So we've heard about outbreaks with salad mix and peanut butter and eggs and chicken and meat. It's just about anything can make you sick if you don't handle it correctly.
You bet. Well, I know, Barb, when we talk about stuff like this, we hear three words over and over again: hot, soapy, water. It comes in everywhere here, doesn't it?
It does. So if it's your work surfaces, if it's your dishes, if it's your towels and washcloths that need to be hot, soapy water, get them clean and dry between use, clean up those spills, clean out the microwave, hot, soapy water.
Are cutting boards and things like that, where there are grooves and what have you, are those some of the key places we should keep an eye on?
They do need to be replaced. The bacteria, we can't see them, we can't smell them, we can't taste them, that are going to make us sick, they can hide in those cracks. So if it's a plastic cutting board or even the roll-up, more of a disposable kind that people want to maybe take a little bit further than they should, it really needs to be replaced. Invest a few dollars, get a new cutting board. Wooden cutting boards also get grooves in them, and those bacteria can live in there. There's no way to get those really, really clean, so really thinking about replacing those often.
You bet. Well, I know big wooden cutting boards used to be really fashionable. Nowadays, folks are going more toward the same type of countertop surfaces and things that they have for cutting boards. But it really doesn't matter what you have. You can pretty well cut grooves in anything.
You could. I think a granite tabletop or a countertop might be a little harder to cut a groove in, but it still needs to be clean.
You'd have to drop that knife awful hard sometimes to do that. You know, we sometimes have clutter around the house, too, and we may not think too much about it, Barb, but if we have other things sitting around on the countertops near those food preparation areas, because let's face it, kitchens sometimes are the collection area for a lot of the things in our lives. Should we think about cleaning up after those things, too?
That's true, especially purses, gym bags, tote bags. There's been a lot of studies on what's on the bottom of that purse, if it's touched other things, and then you put it on your table before you eat or the countertop before you prepare food. But even mail and newspapers, how many people have touched that and how clean were their hands when they touched your mail or your newspaper?
You bet. Well, I was looking at some of the notes that you had here, too, and I thought, well, this is kind of interesting because I never would have thought much about this, but it says here, remember chipped plates in China can collect bacteria. I guess bacteria can grow just about any place where it can find a hiding spot.
That's right. And sometimes it's the viruses. Viruses tend to stay on surfaces. So norovirus, which is the 24-hour flu, can hide in those cracks and chips and places like that. The bacteria aren't going to grow, and we might be able to get rid of them. But viruses are just kind of hanging around and just waiting to make you sick. So yes, if it's grandma's favorite old china, you might need to put it away and just save it to look at it and not use it. But everyday things that you use, things that start losing their glaze, so if you look at your plates and they aren't nearly as shiny as they were 20 years ago, you probably do need to replace them.
You know, Barb, we talked a little bit about things like, you know, some of the utensils, the tongs, things like that that we might use to move different food items from place to place. What about the actual knives that we use? Should we be keeping an eye on the quality of those?
Yep. Again, they need to be clean. And safety, a sharper knife is a little safer than a dull knife. It's not going to slip. But again, if it's a wooden knife, it still needs to be good and clean around the rivets at the top. Those bacteria and viruses can get up there and hide. So instead of just rinsing it off, it needs to be washed, whether it's in through a dishwasher, which is a great way to wash lots of things, but some things with wooden handles you don't really want to put in the dishwasher. But again, hot soapy water.
Well, some folks might not be real good about cleaning out the microwave or the oven all that often because, well, we're just burning that stuff away anyway, right?
Well, again, it's a surface, and those bacteria and viruses can hang around. So cleaning them out and cleaning it out when the spill happens, of course, is a lot easier. And sometimes teaching children or other people who aren't very good at cleaning spills up to get it cleaned right away before it gets hard and dry and crusty. It's just something you need to just get in the habit. Just wipe it up, paper towel, throw it away, have it done with.
Sounds like a nice chore for the kids.
Sure, they can do that.
Well, what about the items we're actually using too, Barb? Because it's one thing to keep the surfaces, to keep the utensils, keep the plates, keep all of that stuff clean. But if the things that you're cleaning with aren't clean, then you have a problem from the get-go.
That's right. So again, back to the dish towels and the dishcloths, sponges can really harbor bacteria because they stay moist for a long time. And the same with a damp dish rag that's just wadded up on the counter, or if you hang it over your faucet to let it dry, make sure it gets dry. And they should probably be laundered every day. And again, how are you going to launder it? Hot soapy water. So throw it in. I always bleach my dish towels and dishcloths. I throw them in with a load that's got some bleach and hot water and clean them every day. Take them out and have a load to do. And sometimes those get really gray and grimy looking. Again, needs to be replaced if you can't keep them clean.
Boy, it almost sounds scary. It almost sounds like it's a jungle in that kitchen.
Well, it could be a jungle in the kitchen. And remember, 50% of the people that get sick of that 48 million a year, 50% happened what they did at home.
It's so easy to avoid, too.
It is.
Hot, soapy water.
Always a good start.
Real easy to remember. And make sure you wash your hands. When you do wash your hands and you wash some of those surfaces, don't just give it all the once over. Make sure you're doing a decent job of it.
That's right. And hand sanitizers are not the same. Hand sanitizers, hand antiseptics, are not very effective against anything that we get in our food. They may be effective against cold and flu viruses, but not foodborne viruses like norovirus or any of those other bad bugs that give us the foodborne illnesses. So hand sanitizer is not effective. The next best thing, if you really can't wash your hands, is to use a wet wipe, something with a surface on it that you can actually rub your hands in. It might take some of those bacteria and viruses away. And the same with your countertops. Hot soapy water is the best and a lot cheaper than buying any of those disinfecting wipes that you might see for kitchen use.
Well, a lot of good places for it to hide, so you got to make sure you're very complete when you're doing that work. And if folks would like to know more about safety in the kitchen, safety with their food items that they're preparing, can they find out more online?
Sure can. So there's a website, homefoodsafety.org, homefoodsafety, all run together, org. They can always contact me, Iowa State Extension and Outreach, at through any of the county extension offices or directly, 641-202-1843, and I can answer questions. And, of course, Extension and Outreach has answer lines that you can call anytime during the week and talk to a live home economist, and they are very good at answering questions. They're at the campus in Ames, and their number is 515-296-5883 or 800-262-3804. And if you have trouble with all those numbers, just call your county extension and outreach office, and they'll get you in touch.
Excellent. Well, you know, we think so much about great home-cooked meals, and what a great experience it is to get the family together and have just a great meal with good friends and family and good conversation. Let's make sure we're talking about fun stuff and not when we when we have to take off and head over to the emergency room.
That's true.
Yeah, you bet. Barb Fuller, thanks so much for your time.
You're very welcome.